This recording, Ontario 22, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comegit Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. When I was growing up, across the street from where I lived was a farm. There were cows and horses in that farm that were always out in the field. Some boys on the street decided that they would throw my tricycle over the fence to see if they could scare the cows. So they took my trike and they threw it over the fence. The cows just stood there and looked at it. And then I went to the boys' parents, and the parents made the boys go and get my trike from the other side of the fence. That's when the cows left. I was about 4 or 5, I think, around in then. Oh, the boys were awful. I was the only girl on the south end of the street, and there weren't any girls until you got up to the north end, which was about 18 houses up, and I couldn't go up that far. I had to stay down at my end, but there were all boys around, and they were all just a couple years older, so they were always picking on me. So the parents made the boys hop the fence, and they kind of went over and tried to shoo all the cows away while they go and get my bike.